Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to Amos chapter 7, verses 5 and 6. Then I cried out, "Sovereign Lord, I beg you to stop. How can Jacob survive? He is so small." So the Lord relented. You know, some people have the mindset, it really doesn't matter if we pray or not. God's sovereign. He's going to accomplish whatever he wants to accomplish. Well, God is sovereign. I certainly agree with that. But God's sovereignty will never paralyze our prayer. Check out today's passage. In Amos chapter 7, God was getting ready to bring judgment on Israel for their disobedience. And then Amos cried out to the Lord and begged him to stop. Now notice, he cried out to the sovereign Lord, and the Lord relented. Yeah, I understand that God is immutable. I get that. Yet repeatedly in Scripture, God listens to the prayers of his children. In his classic work that addresses God's sovereignty and man's responsibility, J.I. Packer argues that sovereignty does not stop our prayers. Rather, it is a reason to pray. In his book, Evangelism and the Sovereignty of God, Packer wrote this: "If you are a Christian, you pray, and the recognition of God's sovereignty is the basis of your prayers. In prayer, you ask for things and give thanks for things. Why? Because you recognize that God is the author and source of all the good that you have already had and all the good that you hope to have in the future. This is the fundamental philosophy of Christian prayer. The prayer of the Christian is not to attempt to force God's hand, but a humble acknowledgement of helplessness and dependence. When we are on our knees, we know that it is not we who control the world. It is not our own power, therefore, to supply our needs by our independent efforts. Every good thing we desire for ourselves and for others must be sought from God and will, if it comes at all, as a gift from his hands. Our Father, we acknowledge that you are sovereign. Please teach us to pray. In Jesus' name, amen."